broken loose. So he said to them, I am going to do a thing for you. I am going to talk to my daddy for you. Oh, Lord. And I'm going to ask my father to send you another comforter. Do you have the mark? And so I'm coming to you from the book of Ephesians. I fell in love with the book of Ephesians when I first did theology. And one of the thing about the book of Ephesians, it is such a powerful book that even if the book of Ephesians and the book of Romans were the only two books that was left in the Bible, it is more than enough to save us. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Ephesians 1, and I'm going to be reading from the verse 3 to the verse 6. But before I do that, as Sabbatarians, we often repeat the Ten Commandments. And I'm talking about the commandments that remind us about the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then it also reminds us that in 6 days, I don't know if you've ever asked yourself the question, why was it important for us to remember that God took 6 days to make the heaven and the earth, and he rested on the seventh day? And for those of you in Radio Land, I know this teaching is coming to you. You haven't gotten it yet. But for those of you in the house, I know you have already gotten this teaching. I have shared with you about the mark of that specific commandment. 6 days, the 6 days are a representation of the 6,000 years that has been given to planet Earth. And if you sat under that teaching, then you fully understand that we have already exceeded the 6,000 years given to the earth. I was watching the news and see that our president is in Egypt. They're trying to create a coalition to fight climate change. But what I want to say is that somebody don't understand that our time here is expired. We are living on borrowed time. So the return of the Messiah can be any day now. Somebody shout, it's about that time for the Sabbath rest. So you see, we're talking about the mark, the mark, the mark. To keep the Sabbath is one thing, but you ought to know why you keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a mark. The Sabbath is a sign. The Sabbath is a representation of that millennial rest which is to come. Tell somebody, it's about that time. But you see, there is another mark that we must have. There's another mark that must testify that we are in the Sabbath rest after all. Mm-hmm. You see, when you understand this, and when this teaching comes, you won't have a problem acknowledging the weekly Sabbath. Because when you find out the reason for it, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost, you'll understand that you're positioning yourself for something greater than a weekly rest. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. Not your neighbor, and say to your neighbor, neighbor, I'm positioning myself for the 1,000-year rest. Trials and crosses, from crying, from being sad, from pain and sickness, that 1,000 years rest when Satan will be bound. No more trials, no more trouble, no more temptation. Somebody shout, sweet Sabbath rest. Somebody shout, holy Sabbath rest. But something is incumbent upon us to carry the sign, to carry the sign. For too long we have been fooled that the sign has to do with broad hats for the women and long dresses, and the right kind of fit suit for the men. Come on now. But listen what I'm trying to say to you on today. When you get the acknowledgement of what the sign really is, what it looks like, and how to wear it, and how to ensure that you indeed have it, it's going to do a thing in your life. Said, Lord, do a thing in my life. Somebody shout the mark. Ephesians 1, verse 3 through 6. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm. Lift your hand and say, I have been blessed. Not in the earthly realm. I'm talking about blessing the heavenly. Makonda basande le diosa. With every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Will you listen to what I'm trying to say to you? Because it is one thing to decree how we have been chosen before the creation, but we forget that we were chosen to be holy and blameless. Somebody said, Lord, have mercy on me. In love, he predestinated us for adoption of sonship through Yeshua the Christ. Did you hear that? In love. We are chosen in love. In love because he loves us. He predestinated us. Not your neighbor and said, I am chosen to be holy. I am chosen to be blameless. I am chosen for sonship. Some people might not like you, but when you know that you are chosen, you walk with your head up high. When you know that you are chosen, you put your shoulders up. And you let them talk because you are chosen for sonship. Come on, tell somebody, sonship is no ordinary thing. To come into sonship is to come into adoption. To come into adoption, somebody must love you. Somebody must patronize you. Somebody must say, I want that child. And I want to make that child my own. I'm chosen. According with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glory, grace which he has freely given us in the one he loves. The one he loves is Yeshua, his son. Anybody home? I told you we're coming from the book of Ephesians today. Somebody shout the mark. We're moving down to verse 13 and 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth. Now Paul is assuring the salvation of the Ephesian saints. The father began to speak to the children, be of good comfort, be of good cheer, you are chosen. The mark is on you. Somebody bless God. And so he's letting them know that you are included. It is said in theology that the weakness in Paul's flesh was not about the weakness in his eye, but rather the weakness of the Jew that tried to tear down the message to the Gentile. And every turn he turned, they would try to infiltrate the system, telling the Gentile that they must be circumcised. And so they became a plight to his work, to his mission. So no wonder when he had to come back to them to encourage them and remind them that they are included. Lift your hands today and say, Lord God, I thank you because I am included in the plan of salvation. I praise you because you have chosen me. So listen, he said, you are included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believe you were marked.
Yes, when you believe.
Coming to the topic now. Somebody shout the mark. When you believe, when you receive the message of salvation, he put a mark on you. Oh, somebody said, Lord, your mark on me. He said you were marked in him with a seal, the promise Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance unto the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of the glory. I have a deposit. I have a deposit. Somebody shout the seal, Holy Spirit. Said, I am guaranteed an inheritance unto redemption. I want to be real with you. The seal, Holy Spirit, it is greater than our praise. It is greater than speaking in tongues. You listen to what I'm trying. It is greater than looking saintly. It is greater than a look. Dr. Shaw, I said it is greater than a look. Oh God, you don't understand. You don't understand. But by God's grace, somebody say, get me there, get me there, get me there.
Thank you.
19 to 21. And this incomparable great power for us who believe, that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead, seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realm. Wake up and let's talk. Because you said you have the seal. You said you have the mark. If you have the mark, then the same power that raised Christ from the dead is in you. And I'm not talking about shaking under the anointing. If you have the sealer, you see, I'm coming to you from a different realm, because without this realm, you will never make it into the kingdom of God. I'm coming to you from a different realm, because you see, you can cast out demons and you can heal the sick. And on that day, you hear, depart from me. It's greater than music. It is greater than speaking in tongues. It is greater than healing the sick. Listen to this. It is above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Shout and say, I am sealed. I have the mark. Now listen to this. Because some of us think that we can have the mark and behave anyhow. When you have the mark, your attitude is changed. When you have the mark, you can't do your own thing. When you have the mark, he now controls you. He's in control of you. Who am I talking to out there today? You can't cuss like you used to. Come on now. You can't cheat like you used to. You can't trick people. I tell you. My prayer to God is, Lord, help me to treat people right. You could speak in tongues until you're blue in the face. You don't treat people right, you ain't going nowhere. You could prophesy until there's no more words left to speak, until you learn how to behave yourself, until you've learned how to love people unconditionally. I've got news for you. You don't have the seal. Let me tell you, to every mark, there is a counterfeit. Look at chapter 2. Verse 1-8. Let's talk now. He said, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions. You see, the Apostle Paul was talking to some church folk who were acting like they're better than others. Because you see, some of us, when we no longer cheat, we can't stand those who cheat. And when we no longer lies, we can't deal with those who lie. Come on now. But Paul said, behave yourself. Humble yourself. Come on now. He said, as for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, which is Satan. It's so funny how we were tricked. The ways of the world, that you shouldn't look like the world. Everything was a look. Not to be like the world is not a look. You see, I was born and bred in the church. And you see the hairstyle she's wearing now? That we say that was a hairstyle of the world. Lies. You know what? This is the ways of the world. Our nasty, dirty attitude. You understand? The way of the world is to eat anything and everything. The way of the Lord is to be special and separated. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? How do you know that you're separated? How do you know you're not acting like the world? Because the world can't love like you love. The world can't love unconditionally. The world loves you if you love the world. The world will get to you if you get to the world. But when you are born again, and when you have the mark of God, even when you hurt me, I'm commissioned to love you. Even when you don't treat me right, I'm commissioned to treat you right. Oh God, even when you turn your back upon me and you knock at my door, I'm commissioned to open. Oh, who am I talking to out there today? Are you carrying the seal? Or are you a part of the world? Now your neighbor said, it's not a look. It's a behavior. God, I love God. Anybody love God? Anybody love God? I preached a message here not too long ago, and I told you, I said the image of God is not a look. Because all of us are made in the image of God, but you don't look like me, and I don't look like you. I'm prettier than you. I'm joking. And you are more handsome than, oh no, not going there. The point I'm trying to make is that The image of God is the characteristics of God, people. Come with me. For God is love. And Yeshua said, when you love one another, will all men know that you are my disciples. I told you the 6,000 years are already expired. It's time for the Sabbath rest. I wish somebody would praise God. Or lift your hand, wave your hand if you know what I'm talking about, and said, it's time for the Sabbath rest. I must get the seal. I must get the mark. Oh, Lord. I must get the mark. I must get the seal. Somebody praise God. So he said, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. The way of the world. He's talking about church folk. He's talking about church folk. He's talking to church folk. And he's telling those of us that have the mark, be cautious. Take your time with them. Maybe one of these days the mark will rest upon them. Oh, I wish somebody will praise God. And some of us like to kick people out because we are already saved. Watch your step now, y'all. All of us also live among them at one time, gratifying the craving of our flesh, following its desires and thoughts. We weren't always nice people. So when people take your pass and want to toss it at you, just lift your hand and let them know, I am redeemed. Because we all struggle with evil thoughts. We all used to do some things that we wish not to do no more. I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in the transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. We are only saved by grace. Not any good that we have done or could have done. Lord God, have mercy upon us. And God, raise us up with Christ. Sinners. And worthy people. God has predestinated us and has chosen us and raised us up with Christ and has given us power. I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Yeshua to do good work with God, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So some of us are asking, what is my purpose? What is it that God wants me to do? Everything that you're supposed to do is already planned. And sometimes when we are asking, what is it that God really wants me to do? You just want a specific word so that you can nail down one thing. God has put passion in each and every one of us. Anybody ever wonder why some people have a passion to be a doctor? Some have a passion to be a lawyer. Some have a passion to be a teacher. Some have a passion to be a garbage man. Guess what? Some have a passion to be a vet. Some have a passion to be an evangelist. Some are passion for, he put the passion in you. It's in you. You're asking God to reveal to you that which he put inside. Spend some time with you. You will discover it. It's already in you. He's not about to do anything. It's already done. Lift your hand and said, Lord, show me myself. Reveal yourself to me. I know I have to be skipping through this message because of time. And I won't weary you. I won't weary you. But I want to say to you on today, if you have the mark, you've got to change your attitude. Because it is possible to have the Holy Spirit, but it is also possible for you not to listen to him. Is that a fact? You don't have to listen to him. You know why? Because the Lord has given to us free will. That's how Lucifer became Satan. Power of choice. Free will. So I implore you on today. Lift hands of those of you. Raise your hand if you believe that you have the Holy Spirit. Lift those hands. When we believe, I bring this word to a close. When we believe, he seals us. Lift your hand and said, Lord, I believe that Christ is the Son of the living God. Say, I believe that I am predestinate, for he died for my sins. Now seal me.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.